at 7:34. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News. A surprise win by a Republican in the 145th Assembly District. Elections are coming fast for Western New York's two newly designed congressional districts, and the New York primary might play a key role in who wins the Republican presidential nomination. Those are just some of the top political stories that are being discussed these days, and right now we're going to go to somebody who really understands them. That's Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, sir.
Good to be with you.
Well, all right, let's talk about that Kearns-Fahey race. Are you as fascinated by this as the rest of us? You know, a Republican getting it done, or the Republican line getting it done in what is considered mainly a Democratic district. What was the key, as you see it, or keys, perhaps, to that victory from Mr. Kearns?
Well, you're right. I mean, Mickey ran on the Republican line in a district that's 2-1 Democrat to Republican, and won in a landslide, Jay. So I think that he was better known, and I think that comes right down to it. He's been in office in the Common Council for 5 or 6 years, and has been quite popular. Ran for mayor in 2009, and so therefore got to be known even outside the city in some of the suburban parts of the district. And so therefore, I think that was it. I think he had a very good message. He very much targeted the Speaker of the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, in his one and only commercial, and said that he would not vote for Sheldon Silver as Speaker of the Assembly, and that, you have to figure, is the result of some polling that shows that the Speaker is not exactly a popular figure in the district. So I think he punched a lot of right buttons and came along exactly the right time, and sometimes that's it. Timing is everything.
I've been impressed, I guess, or most certainly it's been notable, the level of the strong commentary that we've heard post-election here. We had Carl Paladino saying that this is the end of the Higgins machine, so to speak. I'm somewhat paraphrasing there. And we also heard Len Lenihan somewhat criticizing Mr. Kearns for maybe, you know, kind of attacking the Democrats and winning that race. Do you see any lasting impacts from this this race?
Well, I don't know how it's the end of the Higgins machine, quote-unquote. The congressman has just had probably the safest district that he could ever want drawn for him, and I think there's not even a whisper about anybody taking him on right now. But by the same token, it is a problem for him, because he did put his personal political prestige and his popularity on the line for this. We have a story in the news about that today, and that it is a hit for him, and sometimes you take hits in politics, and this was a hit for him.
All right, but you did bring up a great point, though, about these new districts here in Western New York. You mentioned it doesn't really look right now like anybody wants to take on Higgins. So let's focus on Hochul a little bit. She's happy. She's going to be back in her hometown of Hamburg. But at the same time, there are some problems looming for her, aren't there?
Oh, yes. I mean, she really kind of surprised everybody last May when she won the special election for that seat, because it was a very Republican seat. Now it's even more Republican as a result of reapportionment. And so she has got a tremendous challenge ahead of her. There are still a few Republicans out there, but I think the one that's most notable is Chris Collins, who has been telling everybody since the day after election last November that if it weren't for the city of Buffalo, he would have won that race. In other words, all of those districts, all of those towns that are now in this district, who voted for Chris Collins, he sees them as potential votes for him again, and he can write a check to finance this campaign.
So you do see him seriously considering this. Anybody else? I think I may have heard maybe John Mills perhaps thinking about it as well.
Yeah, the minority leader of the county legislature says he will make an announcement on Monday. David Bellavia, the Iraq war veteran, is very much in the race and has a following. So we've got, the last count, I guess, three possibilities. I think you're going to see for sure Collins and Bellavia in a primary. We don't know what Jack Mills is going to decide on Monday.
All right. And then I know last Friday you spent time at that Republican state convention in Rochester. A lot of, obviously, the discussion. What were some of the things that you came away from with that?
Well, there is an optimism in the Republican Party that they can beat Kirsten Gillibrand, the incumbent senator. And don't forget, she ran 2 years ago, but she's got to run. That was to complete Hillary Clinton's term. So she's got to run for a six-year term in her own right this November. And so there are three people who were given the designation, or let's put it this way, they achieved the 25% of the convention delegates to run in a primary. That's Wendy Long. She's a Manhattan attorney. She got the most votes. George Maragos, who's the Nassau County controller, and Bob Turner, who is the congressman from Brooklyn and Queens, who took over that seat in that Anthony Weiner once held, but he's been reapportioned out of existence also. So there are three people who nobody ever heard of, but for some reason the GOP thinks that they all have a good chance. So
we'll wait and see on that for sure. Bob McCarthy, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.
Great to be with you.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, a frequent contributor here on Morning Edition, and we're certainly glad to have him along this morning on WBFO and AM 970.